That means that by Siddhanta, that Jiva once reached the lotus feet of Krishna, right?
Excuse me?
According to Siddhanta, if Jiva reached the lotus feet of Krishna...
If a Jiva takes out spiritual life and attains spiritual perfection and prema...
Right.
Yeah.
So there is a
then
chance...
Then he will go to the spiritual world.
And there is chance again?
No, never. Never.
And I just want to know where I can find it.
There's four verses in Bhagavad Gita. 15:6, chapter 15, verse 6. What's it called? Natad basayate sriyo nas shanko napavaka. Yadgatwa na nivartante tad dhamma paramamama. Yadgatwa nivartante. He says, once one has, he says, in the spiritual world, even if you heard this verse in English, you probably heard it if you've been around. In the spiritual world, there's no need for sunlight, moonlight, or electricity, because everything's self-luminous, pure consciousness. So, and then if one goes there, my paramdham, he never comes back. 15:6 of Gita. And there's two or three verses. Oh, janma karma chame, 4:9, chapter 4, verse 9. Janma karma chame devyam evam yovati tatvata, tektva dehum purna janma nayati mamati sorjana. If one gives up his body and he's understood about my appearance in Leela, my janam and Leela, if he understands about my transcendental activities and my birth, then he comes to me and never takes birth again. That's two. And there's two more. I just can't remember where they are. That's the Bhagavad Gita, which is Gita Upanishad. It's the essence of all the Upanishads are summarized in Gita. So that's sufficient, praman. And other places also is told. But... you know, that there's no way you come back. So if you never come back, how you ever came?
Because same way I hear that Prabhupada said that you can, because you have free will, you have free will, so you can...
You have free will, yes, I agree, eternally. But you also have prema. Prema is stronger than free will.
Only if Krishna wanted to get you in some lila or something, right? You can...
I don't know what you're saying. When you go there, you don't come back because you don't go there until you attain prema. When you attain prema, you're totally in the siddha consciousness. There's no conception of maya. You can't see maya. You can't hear about maya, think about maya. You can't remember maya. Or you may remember your past and then no such thing. You have an entire... your body is made a totally... Your body is totally transcendental. There's no material memory. There's no material sanskaras. There's no brain and mind, and there's no karmas. There's nothing. It's a pure body, Satchitananda body at that time, a perfection. The Anand means Ladini Shakti. Anand. Ladini Shakti. Prema. You're in prema. It's called Yoga Maya. All the resonance. In the spiritual world, they don't even see. They can't even see. Like, it's impossible. There's no possibility for any resident of the spiritual world to even see the material world. It's like, just like, with your eyes, can you see, you know, some stars, or, you know, they have to, some telescope, here's some star. You can't see. They don't know it exists. It doesn't exist. You're totally absorbed in the Prem Leela and your Prem Sevadharana Krishna. How you ever get the conception? You have no conception. You're living in prema. You're made of prema. Your head, your tail, everything's made of prema and prema seva. There's no other conception. There's no other reality. There's no other idea, no other thought, no other object. There's no other... It's just Krishna and you, eternally. Enveloped and wrapped in a prema relationship, prema of love. There's something else that said it's just to make people... more serious, or be careful, you may fall again, you know, whatever, I don't know. I can't explain Achintya Tattva. Achintya Shakti, Jiva Goswami says in Sundarbhas, unless you can accept the principle of Achintya Shakti, you can't progress in spiritual life. Inconceivable energies, inconceivable potencies. So there's many Achintya topics in the and discussions in the books of ISKCON, I would say. I mean, that principle is there everywhere in transcendental books, it's a chintya. It's very inconceivable. But sometimes Prabhupada's, you know, this inconsistency, I would say, transcendental inconsistencies create a lot of confusion.
Means from the Tatasya Shakti, we're changing, right?
Our category, we're Tatasya Shakti, and we're always Tatasya Shakti. But we're Nitya Bada in time immemorial, and we become Nitya Siddha. Mm-hmm. We're Jiva Shakti. We don't become Sarup Shakti. We're Jiva Shakti. There's Nitya Mukta Jivas, and there's Nitya Mukta Siddhas, and there's this Sarup Shakti. Direct bodily expansions of Krishna. All is all told in Lagva Bhagavatamrita and teachings Lord Chaitanya and other places in Bhagavatam. Our category of we're Shakti, we stay Shakti, we don't become Shaktiman. And we don't become Sarup Shakti, that's Krishna and his Parishas, his Nitya Parishas. No Sadhana Siddha can become a Nitya Parishad. He becomes Nitya Siddha, and then he's eternally related and serving Krishna, his particular Stairati. For example, if someone practices Mandri Babu Pasaka, he's a Mandri Babu Pasaka, worshipping Radha and Krishna on the Raghunuga Marg in a mood and mellow and meditation of identifying as a Mandri, follower of Rupa Mandri or Rati Mandri, Lita Vishaka Madhurya Rati, and Bhavalas Rati of the Kinkaris of Radha, then when he attains perfection, he'll become a Sakhi. And he'll be one of two categories. Generally, it's Rupa Goswami says he'll become a Nitya Sakhi. There's Pran Sakhis and Nitya Sakhis. Both of them are servants of Radharani, Manjaris. But the Pran Sakhis are considered, usually Pran Sakhis are related to the Nitya Siddhas, like Rupa Manjari, Tulsi Manjari, Kasturi Manjari. Oftentimes Rupa Goswami says they're Nitya. So Nitya is the most common term. But there are, when you read different kinds of Sakhis, you'll read about Pran Sakhis. The term is there in Ujjala Nila Mani. Exactly who falls in that category is not that clear. But what's relevant to us is that we're sadhakas, and if we become perfect, that's called, we're sadhana siddha. That's described in the Rasalila chapter, how different categories of sadhakas became gopis in the Rasalila, Dandakaranya sages, and Rishicharis, Shrutis, and Gayatri Devi, and they all did sadhana, and it became siddha. They're called sadhana siddha gopis. The Devakanyas, the virgin daughters of the demigoddesses, they did Raghunuga Bhajan, and they became a sadhana siddha. They're actually called the Devis, or the category Rupa Goswami says the Devis became gopis. The good news is when we get there. That's the good news. Bad news is we've been here. And the good news is we can go there forever. Why work your tail off for hundreds of lifetimes to go somewhere, you know, to get out of hell? And then you're going to come back again. That doesn't make sense. And if that's the point, then why bother working? Just stay here in hell and enjoy it. Try it. Gita's telling this. So we should repeat the teaching of Gita. Yeah, we're not acharyas, and we're not... we're just devotees, and we want to know the basic Siddhanta and truth and follow it, and we speak that. What some empowered Jagat Guru or Acharya does, or how he speaks, or how he changes things, I can't judge that. I'm too small. But I don't have to follow it. I don't condemn it, and I don't criticize it, or I don't fault it, but it doesn't mean I have to follow it. You can have a passive attitude towards it. You read it and say, that's nice, I don't follow that. Because I'm just a simple student of the philosophy, and I'm not trying to convert people or to spread the word or to present things in stages, a watered down preliminary stage and a more advanced stage.